latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Work began last week on an 8-kilometre stretch of the N332 as it passes Derby Echo, restricting overtaking on the entire single-lane route. As a scene of numerous collisions and more than its fair share of fatalities recently, the aim is to make the route safer by forcing vehicles to remain in their lane. However, despite applauding actions for a safer road, some residents are now concerned that this is the only main road that links the two Derby Echo hospitals, including the public hospital of Derby Echo, and the movement of emergency ambulances might be impeded by the restriction if vehicles fail to move out of the way. Similarly, as the road frequently sees agricultural and building plant on the link, the main flow of traffic for such a long stretch may well lead to further congestion and delays. Plans were finally announced earlier this year to widen the road to two lanes in each direction, although this will not happen for another 4 years in reality, as the first budget allocation for next year will most likely be used for expropriating land to enable the stretch to be widened.
For the latest up-to-the-minute news, visit theleader.info.
The mayor of Derby Echo, Eduardo Delon, has confirmed that the Centro de Discapacitados de Derby Echo is one of the 22 purpose-built centres for the disabled that regional president Alberto Fabra believes will be put into operation during the next year. The announcement was made by Fabra during a region-wide meeting of municipal mayors from across the area and was said to be part of the government's commitment to improve care for those with disabilities, mental illness and the elderly in the municipalities. The building, which was completed in January 2012, had an investment of €4.6 million under the National Funding Initiative Plan E. It's built on a municipal plot and has a total floor area of 5,000 square metres. Non-opening of this infrastructure, which would cover the real need for the attention of the disability in Derby Echo, was blamed initially by Delon on bureaucratic reasons. The Derby Echo Centre is designed to accommodate 88 patients and has a daycare facility, although no budget has so far been set aside for the running and management of the centre.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.